We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight. Everybody, Kenny Lewis and One Voice. Kenny Lewis, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, my man. How are you?
Okay. I love that song, man. Hey.
Oh, man, I appreciate it.
Hey,
man. I appreciate it, man. Just trying to encourage the world, man. We need it right now.
Definitely. We definitely need it. The album, Focus. I believe last time I talked to you, you had Focus out.
Refocus.
Refocus. Yeah. That's right. Refocus. Now, we're at Undefeated.
Undefeated.
So
we are at Undefeated.
How have you refocused to become undefeated?
Interesting question. Well, I wanted to, in this project, I just wanted to be me. I started my own company, so I didn't have to put out music that a company would want me to put out or demand that I put out. And I'm a lover of all kind of genres of gospel music. And I believe that this project offers something for everybody. I call it a music buffet. There's worship, there's contemporary, there's traditional, there's quartet, there's CCM. Anything you want, there is something for you on this project. Undefeated, was really praying about what single to drop. And, man, just in prayer, I got the song Undefeated. Also the title of the new album. We're living in these times now, man, with this pandemic, and everyone's dealing with, well, I can't say everyone, but a lot of us are dealing with losing loved ones and depression. And my goal, overarching goal, was to put people's focus back on Jesus. He's been through a pandemic before, man, and he's still undefeated. And guess what? Losing is not an option, and we're going to still trust him.
Our guest, Kenny Lewis. Kenny, it's always good talking to you because you are one of those down-to-earth brothers. It's like what you see is what you get. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that about you, Kenny.
Well, thank you, man. I feel that our real ministry starts off stage. Being on stage is my comfort zone. Ministering to thousands, I'm comfortable. But how you treat people off stage is where your ministry really starts. I never enter a room and expect people to speak. I'm the first one to speak. You know, I'm the type that I'll act like I've been knowing you forever. And I just think that that's vital. You know, you want people, not fans, but you want supporters, but we can't even be nice. So, yeah, that's something, man, I thrive on, and I will never change.
You know, and I can attest to that, Kenny, because the first time I met you, never met you in my life, we did our picnic in the park, you know. And I came up on you, and there were two young ladies. They wanted to meet you and take pictures. And I was like,
I
asked you, could you do it? Hey, man, you were like, cool. Like you said, like you knew me all the time. You were like,
yeah. It's crazy that I even remember that. It was in front of the stage.
Right, yeah.
That just messed me up, man, because I remember that vividly.
Hey. Yeah. And I've always said, you know, like everybody have stories of different artists and stuff. I said, that's my Kenny Lewis story because, I mean, Kenny was like down to earth, a real person, and I appreciate that about you. Let me ask you this, Kenny, because you can do those high energy songs, then you can fall back and do those sort of ballad type songs, those slow songs. Which do you like doing the best?
Both. What is crazy for this album, I really appreciate people. Man, we have been getting love all over the country, and the project just dropped yesterday, the entire project. But what people are mostly talking about is that the consistency in the songs, which was my endeavor, vocally, anointed, passion. I wanted people to feel all of those things through my music that I write. And so, as you said, Undefeated is an up-tempo song. It's a high-energy song, you know, but that same love comes with another song that I wrote on the project. Sister Tiffany Andrews from Sunday Best is on it, and it's called Amazing. I just think that sometimes we do a disservice to the different kind of songs that we do and don't really study it and let it come from the heart. We just kind of superfluously throw something out there. When up-tempo songs and slow songs are just as important. One is not greater than the other, and I love them all. So I'm going to give it 110%.
Sounds great. It sounds great. How hard is it starting your own record company?
It's not easy. Of course, in any situation, you have to invest in yourself. We were blessed this time to get our national distribution through Symphonix Music, which has been extraordinary for us. But there is no middleman, and you can control more of your career without having to, quote-unquote, depend on others to do that. So it hasn't been easy, but it's been a great ride as well.
You mentioned it hasn't been easy. Has there been times when Kenny Lewis wanted to say, this is not for me, let me try something else?
Or my season is just up, let me just, let somebody else, because things weren't particularly going the way that you wanted them, that I wanted them to go. Or how did I thought, or where I thought I should be in my career. So there's been many times I felt overlooked, unappreciated. God had really, really just had to sit me down, and I really had to find my focus. Well, I knew what my focus was, but I had to stick to it, and that was strictly ministry. And when I did that on this project, man, the love has been coming from all over the country, even before the album dropped yesterday. But people who he's opened us up to a whole nother wide range of supporters, and I'm just like floored at the doors that God is opening in a pandemic, which lets me know that if your focus is right, if your heart is right, if your heart is pure, that he can still have you produce in the pandemic.
What are some of the other songs besides Undefeated? And I think you said Amazing that we can look out for on Undefeated.
Yeah. As I said, Amazing is by Pusses Tiffany Andrews on there. Pastor Charles Jenkins is on one. I call it Vintage Charles Jenkins, Pastor Charles Jenkins. He's retired now, but it's entitled He's Been Good. Man, it is a feel-good sing-along. I don't want to just make songs where, people can't sing along and, can't get into it. They have to be so music-versed. But also songs that, just would minister to your heart and you can just sing to. You don't have to be a professional singer. So that's one. I also did a song, I call it When the Choir Meets Quartet. So we're calling it Choir-tet. Ooh, and it's called He Made a Way. I love that thing there. There's a song, a worship song called The Greatest. Talks about how great God is. Man, so there is literally something for everybody to enjoy.
I want to drop a few names on you, Kenny.
Okay.
Mark Hubbard.
You know what? This interview is starting to some foolishness. Because you just messed me up. Mark Hubbard, listen, man, I love that brother. He gave me my first chance to sing on a national record. His very first album, I don't even think I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He put his very first single was Worthy of All the Praise, and I led his very first single. He gave me my first opportunity to sing on a national record, man. Yep, I'm forever indebted to him.
Ricky Dillard,
the choir master.
Yes, sir.
I sang, I was on the road and toured with Ricky and sang with him for about 5 years. I didn't lead a lot on albums. I led a lot on the road, but I did lead his album. One of his albums was entitled Hallelujah, and I led the title track.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's in the water in Chicago? There's some great artists out of Chicago.
Man, we have been blessed. Man, we have been blessed. There is tons of, you know, Milton Bronson and Tom Screeny singers. You know, I can go down the list of people from Chicago. But my prayer is always to be a part, but be separate. And I think that we have finally found our niche, so to speak. I'm so happy to be a part of my city. I love my city, and my desire is to represent them as best as possible.
In this pandemic, what's a word you want to leave with the listener?
My word would be losing is not an option in Christ. You know, his word is still true. I understand the depression. I understand all of that. But I found value in even just saying his name. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. It lets me know that there is safety and security in his name. He's going to fight on our behalf. You know, he said he would give us the desires of our hearts. We delight ourselves in him. And, man, I'm trusting the blueprint of the Bible. And I would encourage all of your listeners to do the same.
Social media-wise, how can they get in touch with Kenny Lewis and One Voice?
Absolutely. Instagram, Kenny Lewis OV. That's Kenny Lewis O, as in Oliver V as in Victor, for Instagram. Twitter, Facebook, it's Kenny Lewis and One Voice. You can find everything that we have coming up and everything that's happening. The CD Undefeated is available right now on all your media outlets.
It's our guest, Kenny Lewis and One Voice. Man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, Kenny.
Oh, man, you are the greatest, man. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share your platform.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Kenny, continue cranking out that great music. Continue with your great ministry. And may God continue to bless you, brother.
Thank you, my man. I receive it.
All right. It's our guest, Kenny Lewis, One Voice. Don't forget, the album is out. It dropped yesterday. Undefeated. Pick it up. Kenny, thank you again.
All right. Bless you, man. Talk to you soon.
All right.